Here we go!
Yahoo!
Well, good morning. It's 7:10. Brock Hunter.
On a Monday, what's up?
Enjoyed your weekend, you know?
It went by too fast. There was one really nice day. I know people probably just went hard in the paint on that first day. So.
Just walked. Yeah, no kidding. That's no joke. Just walked around town, man, you know?
Yeah.
Didn't do anything specific, but.
Yes. It's one of those days where we've been cooped up so long that you just, like, go outside. You just walk around. Like, you have no.
Just looking
aims.
Around.
It's
know?
Like, ah, oh, look at that. Yeah. It's still kind of crappy, though. You know, you got all the brown melting snow everywhere, and everything's kind of wet, and you can still see the salt on the road, I guess. You just got to keep looking up. Of course, the trees are kind of bland, you know, so.
Yeah. Hey, it's better than snow, though.
Yeah.
Being cooped inside.
Yeah.
Because Michigan snow is not always beautiful and white.
No, that's true. That's
true. You
know,
you get that one day of it, and then it melts a little bit, and then it's just bleak.
Garbage. Just garbage. Hey. Well, now that I'm just depressed because the warm weather's gone, I'm going to go.
Anything good to say?
Yeah. We do. We actually do have some good stuff. It's time for your morning dump. We'll pick you up with this. Actually, probably not. This will make it worse.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter.com.
Pump it. Creeping everybody.
Now that coronavirus restrictions are fading, plenty of young people are expected to get back out there and celebrate spring break with a trip. Unfortunately, gas prices through the roof, man.
Oh, man, dude.
The price of airline tickets and gas are reaching highs not seen in years. Even the price of hotel rooms are ridiculous. But it seems travelers are willing to pay the premium because they are so desperate to get out there and have fun again.
See, they can because they know. They know you want to go.
Yeah.
You got no choice. Dude, this is ridiculous. I've seen pictures from California, $9 a gallon.
Dude.
Like, dude, at that point, you're just being a jerk.
Yeah.
You know, come on.
Like, we get
Elon Musk came out the other day and was like, hey, I'm the electric guy. But, hey, we need to start making our own oil. We're producing our own oil because this is getting absurd, guys.
Supply and demand.
That's the guy who's going to benefit from this. He's saying it.
Don't worry about traveling. Just have the spring break where you are. That's what I think you can do. Because, look, I get it. You want to go to the beach and get all tan and everything like that.
Yeah, I think that's why they go to Florida, though, man, because it's nice. You know, one nice day. To, you know.
You can still do all that. You can save all that. Because what's the important part? It's partying, all right? It's not the beach. It's not the clubs, anything like that. It's the boozing and the partying. You can do that anywhere. And if you can save your money on the travel, well, you can buy more booze. Think about that.
Hey, you know what? One thing I wanted to tell you. I'm laughing all the way to the bank riding my electric bike. You guys are starting to think twice about making fun of me now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm still going to make
it. When it's $4.50 a gallon.
I'm still going to make fun of you and your little, you know, my
starting
little.
Starting to look at that e-bike a little different, aren't you?
That My Little Pony helmet and the knee pad you got on. I don't know. I think I'd rather pay the gas prices at this point.
Pocket full of cash, though. I'll tell you that much.
That's
hard.
Hard
cash.
It's hard to sit on that bike seat with my fat wallet with all the cash I'm saving.
My back hurt.
But, to all the, of course, you know, when I think about when we went down to spring break, it's not like we were rolling in the dough, even with the price of gas and everything like that. Like, we were still broke. Like, I mean, we ate hot dogs for a week straight down there. You know what I mean? Like, it was hot dogs and then, like, all the money went towards booze and gas. That was it.
Dude, I think the first time I filled up my first car, that full piece of trash Ford Taurus, I loved it, though. I think it was 96 cents.
A gallon? Fake.
And it was, like, real cheap. It was a cheap day back then, even.
Yeah,
but I was like, damn, could you imagine that?
Actually.
Just be driving around.
For all you soon-to-be spring breakers, keep this in mind. This is another thing we did. Right down the road, because there's definitely a lot of like churches down there that are trying to save these heathenistic teens and college students. So they'll do like things to entice the college kids away from the partying, and they'll do things like pancake breakfasts and lunches and stuff, and it's all free. We ate free pancake breakfast every single day we were down there. We even did a pancake eating contest that this church was putting on.
You had a bunch of grandmas trying to sober you up.
Yeah,
you
know? That's all it was. But hey, we got free breakfast every morning. All right, it was good. So just look for that. Anyway.
Sounds interesting.
It's the best advice I can give you. Lastly, how about this? Your old phone could be worth a lot of money. Thanks to rich millennials, your old iPhone might be worth a fortune. Ancient Apple gear like iPhones, iPods, and old Mac computers are going for thousands on eBay, and retro nerds are scooping them up. For example, a first-generation iPod, still in the packaging, is selling for $45,000.
Come on, no. What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
How? Yeah.
I was thinking maybe a couple thousand, whatever. Yeah.
What year was that? 2006?
Oh. Something like that, because yeah, that came
it's
out right
not
before
like it's
the
been
smartphone.
Around that
yeah.
long, dude.
Yeah, yep. 45. Now, granted, that's mint condition, still in the packaging. But would you even be able to download anything on it at this point?
I mean, probably not. But dude, there's got to be a lot of them out there. It's not like this is a 1927 vintage. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
there's another reason why you Apple sheep out there. Paying $45,000 for... It's disgusting.
Kiki and I the other day were going through some boxes down in the basement, and she still had... It was like the Shuffle. It was one of the smaller ones. It wasn't the original, you know, Touch or whatever it was, first gen. But I was like, oh, you should probably hold on to that because I think that might be worth some money. I mean, it's beat up, but people like that crap. You know what I mean?
I think my mom still has the clip. You know, the little square clip one?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In the package at her house. We got her for Christmas one time. She's like,
She never used it. Thanks, Mom.
What am I going to do with this?
It's still in the package. I would go and see what that's worth, man. It's definitely worth more than what it was.
This one said, this guy's was like the Touch, you said?
Yeah. This was just the first generation iPod. Not even the Touch.
Hey, man.
Yeah. Go check it out, man.
Hey, man.
Might be it. If I don't see you at work, if I don't hear you at work tomorrow, I might know what happened. You're like, we're going to be rich.
Uh-huh. All because
we were terrible at gift giving for Mom. This is great. Anyway, so there you go. Your old tech could be worth a lot. We got that in spring break, and that is going to do it for your morning dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.
The morning dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock